You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
This segment is brought to you by Allan Gray, 50 years of long-term investing. Allan Gray is an authorized FSP. So since March 2022, local unit trusts have been able to allocate up to 45% of their portfolios anywhere outside of South Africa. And this change has meant that local investment managers can now have slightly more flexibility to scour the globe in search of great companies to include in their portfolios. Sibesihle Zwane is the portfolio manager at Allan Gray, and he joins us this evening to explain how the firm approaches offshore investing and discuss the reasons Allan Gray thinks Disney is an example of a great global company that could deliver long-term value for South African investors. Thank you very much for your time at Sibesihle this evening. Let's start with why the Walt Disney Company is compelling for local investors.
Good evening, Tugu, and good evening to your listeners. The first thing for local investors is when we look at offshore shares, we look at things that diversify the risk that you have only been investing in South Africa. So one thing we love about Disney is this massive, strong business that is high quality. And it's going through a tough time where people have been worried about a few parts of their business. So I guess one big one is the streaming business. It's a challenging industry, but we think it's maturing. So you have all the large businesses realizing that you have to increase prices a bit, include some ad tiers, reduce the content spending. And it's a market where, take the U.S., for example, the average household will have 3 to 4 different streaming platforms. So the sort of short-term worries that people have, we think that are being overly priced in. You have a profitable linear business that's declining, but it's profitable. You have a superior content engine. So you have these amazing movies coming out of that business every year. You have a valuable sports business in ESPN, and you probably have the strongest park business in the world. And I don't know if you've been to any one of these Disney parks, but it's almost like they create magic and happiness, and you just see these kids really excited. And what those parents love to spend more than other kids.
And some adults, some would argue, haven't been there yet. Just through YouTube. But what considerations, I think you may have touched on it more so when you speak of what the advantages and disadvantages, but considerations that are made when researching an international company.
Yeah, so our approach is very, very valuation-driven. So we look at whether the share is what it's worth. So over a very long period of time, if you were just a businessman rather than looking at it as a person in the equity markets, what would you be willing to pay for this business? So we tend to look longer term. So what we find is the U.S. market is very quarterly driven. So, you know, you miss earnings and the share prices fall quite a bit. But we look longer term at the value of the overall business, how much cash flow can generate over the long term, how enduring and strong that cash flow profile is, and then we think about how much you're willing to pay for that. So this is the one where it's been around for 100 years, creating very strong characters that it's monetized in various different businesses, and then going through a wobble with the technological change. But, I mean, they've been going through technological changes from, I mean, going from black and white TV to, you know, no sound in movies. So we think the important thing with business directors is people care about what they're watching and the content getting through to them. And then the other part is things that the businesses figure out as time comes. So like how to get the content to people, things that people figure out over time. And we think they have a good strategy with that.
Right. What gives it its edge? Would you say that's it? Because they focus on entertainment, sport and experience.
Yeah. I mean, I think the main edge is the content IP, right? So you have Mickey Mouse is turning, in 4 years' time, turned 100 years old, which is incredible to think about. You have one character that's turned 100 years old, and then you create these characters that you use in different parts of the business, right? So you create Mickey, you make movies around him, you make little cute dolls around Mickey, you make theme parks with the rides,
and then
so you build this whole thing around these strong characters. And in the sports business, you almost think it doesn't fit in, but it's very useful for bundling, right? So you create this content, you create these movies, you sign it on to linear distributors, and you say, hey, guys, I'm going to give you some channels, but I'm also going to give you some of the best sports in the U.S., and then you're going to pay up for it. Or if you have a streaming business, you can bundle that with your sports, and then you create these bundle economics as well. So it's a content engine, and then you have this very great sports business and brand.
Mm-hmm. What's the potential reward for long-term investors?
Yeah, you tip the risk premium, the short-term risk, right? So people are worried about these quarterly things that happen. But if you look longer term, it's a business that we think can grow a lot, and it's available at a what we think is a reasonable multiple of cash flow at the moment. So these things are tricky, right? So industries that are in change, people tend to worry about whether it's worth the risk or not. And we just try to do our research and try to pay a fair price. And then you wait these things to play out. Change your mind if the facts change. But if they don't, then I think it's a very good long-term investment.
Sure. What's the benefit of Allan Gray now managing a portion of its offshore assets alongside offshore partner Orbis, which still manages the majority of the global assets Allan Gray clients hold?
So we think it's useful to have Orbis managing the bulk of the offshore portion because they have a global team, they have people based all over the world. We manage a smaller portion out from Cape Town, and what we find is that it gives us a more holistic way of building a portfolio, right? So, for example, if we feel like we need to have more quality companies in the business, fast-growing quality companies relative to the South African markets, we can tilt towards that. Or if we want to have energy shares, like if we think energy is very cheap, and in South Africa you only have Sasol available, and then we can push a bit more on that and have a BP or Shell involved. So it gives us an ability to have a more holistic view on the risk in the portfolio and to tilt things outside. So at 30%, you could have had Orbis managing the whole offshore, but I think at 45%, as it gets higher, it's very useful to have a holistic view of the portfolio and things away or towards what makes sense for the South African investor.
I can assure you there are parents right now who are thinking, oh, he asked me or she asked me for Winnie the Pooh. Oh, she's looking for Eeyore. But thank you very much for your time this evening. Sipe Sihle Zwane, Portfolio Manager at Allan Gray. This segment was brought to you by Allan Gray, 50 years of long-term investing. Allan Gray is an authorized FSP.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.